Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I can't believe we're just playing this.
I know.
I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And at dinner time, we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet.
Remember the lyrics? There was a virus going around and Papa caught it and he died last spring. Well, that takes on new meaning, doesn't it?
On this particular June 3rd,
yeah.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
But I had to play it. I mean,
you mentioned it.
One time a year
yesterday.
We can play it. I know.
And it was like, oh, right. Yep. And as soon as the song started, I'm like, oh, today's the 3rd of June.
There you go. There you go.
That's awesome.
Figured I'd sneak that in. 9:14 is the time.
Well, thank you very much. See, it's the important stuff that we talk about.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah,
like
that's
it. New Hampshire, you know what I mean? When a song references June 3rd, darn it, we're going to play it for you.
There you go.
We promise this. Or...
And I'm sure the counselor is still thinking that I played the Billy Joel song for him.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
No, Mr. Valinsky, I didn't do that.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, listen, the fact is, and we talked to Mary Brandt of the American Red Cross, the Northern New England chapter of the American Red Cross last week, about the need for blood, about how hospitals are starting to allow elective surgeries now. So the need for blood is going to go up. Of course, things are happening anyway. People still have cancer. People still get in accidents. The need is absolutely there. But... they've had so many blood drive cancellations because of the coronavirus pandemic and being able to get people together, that it's a really tough thing on the blood supply. Fortunately, New Hampshire businesses are stepping up. Joining us here, from Executive Health and Sports Center in Manchester, Josh Benton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Living the dream. Thank you.
Now, do you normally work with the American Red Cross, Josh?
So this is our first chance to kind of offer the opportunity to, create an opportunity to have a blood drive here at the Executive. But, you know, we've done a lot with the American Heart Association and different, organizations around the state and country as a whole.
Right. So did you just hear about the fact that the blood supply is more than desperately low now?
Yeah, I think everybody across the country and the state has noticed that there's obviously a concern there in regards to just everything going on. And, you know, like you said, there's so many other factors to the day-to-day where people need blood. And, it's understandable right now that it's a difficult thing to kind of organize. And we wanted to step up and help wherever we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And so now you saw an opportunity and you're stepping up. Now, this is the American Red Cross. You know, you would think of anybody out there who's doing it safe, doing it the right way, making sure that both their staff and anybody that comes to give blood is absolutely safe. The American Red Cross is, like, taking the lead on this.
Absolutely, 100%. They've made, we fortunately have as being the largest health club in the state, we have the ability to really kind of utilize some of the space that we have to accommodate what they were looking for.
Uh-huh.
And in doing that, absolutely, they've made this process as easy as possible. They've crossed their T's, dotted their I's. They've done everything they possibly can to make sure and ensure that anyone coming in, it's a designated appointment, and they're given the opportunity to come in and give blood in a healthy atmosphere and really kind of help continue to hopefully provide blood across the state and the country as things start opening and businesses start getting back on their feet.
Right, I know. And again, it just because blood is, I know people don't come in contact with this every day because there is not a, you don't have a personal, a person does not have a need for blood every single day. But the fact is, there is a need for blood going on every single day. And if you were somebody that was in like an, in a car accident and you weren't badly hurt, but you did need some blood, you'd want to like, you'd like to know that it's available.
Absolutely, and I said it's one of those things that you said, you know, even myself, you don't necessarily think about it every day, but if it's your loved one or someone that you care about and they're in desperate need of blood, you know, it's one of those things where you want to make sure it's readily available, and that's for every town across the country. So I think this needs to be a nationwide effort to really step up and find ways to provide a safe environment where people can give blood and continue the great leadership that the American Red Cross has done for years and continue to support the cause.
That's why you did, and that's why you wanted to be part of communities coming together with a blood drive going on this Friday. And again, you're just opening up the Executive Health and Sports Center from 9 until 6. I mean, that is a full day. That's not like we're doing a blood drive for a couple of hours. That is a definite come on in. We're open and we're doing blood.
You got it. And the nice, as I said, how large our facility is, we blocked off our track and tennis area to make sure that people can come in. They have an adequate amount of space. And, you know, for our members, it won't inconvenience anyone because it's a completely separate building from our original for where people would come in. And with that, it really was a great opportunity to have a safe environment. People come in, give blood, and really not affect the rest of the building and everything else that we do from a day-to-day operation standpoint. So, as I said, blessed to just have the space and really be able to put it to use for the American Red Cross.
All right, okay. And you can actually make an appointment by going to redcrossblood.org. That's probably the safest way to do it for you, for your timing. It doesn't really take a lot to give blood, and you really could be saving three lives with every pint of blood that you give.
100%.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's listen, Josh, you're into fitness and well-being. More people than realize it are able to give their blood. It really doesn't take a lot out of you, but it really does do so much for your neighbors and your community.
Yeah, and I mean, I said we have a very special membership base here as far as all of our members, you know, focus on health and wellness and just, you know, the main folks that we focus on for years, the last 25 plus years here at the Executive. And with that, really just, yeah, providing the opportunity. And, you know, I think a lot of our members have stepped up and they'll be giving blood and anybody else in the community. But truly, you know, truly special from our membership base here and just realizing, you know, how important health and well-being is, you know, the fitness industry as a whole here in our state really creates an opportunity for people to build their immune systems and do all the things that combat something along with the virus and everything else. And, I mean, with our 90-day program that we offer here at the Executive, it's a comprehensive wellness plan that really gives everyone the opportunity to get in, promote a healthy lifestyle. It's 90 days of changing habits, and everyone kind of feels what 90 days can do after this pandemic, while this pandemic's going on. It's amazing what 90 days will do to your overall lifestyle, right? And with that, we're really doing our best to make sure we're promoting it, doing it in a safe environment, in a healthy, in a good way, but really providing people that may have never been thinking about health and wellness before and now realizing, well, wait a minute, what can I be doing to kind of help boost my immune system, help get me on a healthy lifestyle track? And we've been doing this for years here at the club. It's just now an opportunity to really maybe reach some other people and really kind of help in getting them on their journey to a healthy lifestyle in general.
It is a good thing because maybe some people have picked up habits like eating 5 meals a day during this pandemic. And that's probably not the best thing for your waistline.
Exactly. And, you know, that we've had an outpour. I mean, I know that, you know, we're opening in phases here and we're making sure we're doing it right and really making sure we're following the guidelines. But we have had an outpour of interest into the facility, our 90-day program, and all of the services that we offer to the general public as far as allowing them to get in here and provide them, you know, some really, you know, a very comprehensive wellness plan to get them on the right track. And as I said, 90 days. We have thousands of alum here at the Executive that have taken our 90-day program and would speak very highly of it as far as how we deliver our program. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things that are very important to us. It's of the utmost importance, and we focus on it every day for all of our members here at the facility.
And so, believe it or not, even though habits are hard to change, That is really the secret, is if you can change your habits, you can change your wellness. You can change what it is that you do and how it is you live.
Yep, and it directly correlates to not just the coronavirus, but anything and all the preventative or all of our preventative care options here at the club to keep you from getting sick, to keep you from having an unhealthy immune system. And now more than ever, and I think the years to come down the road, when this virus has passed and we move on, health and wellness and fitness and everything around it is going to be at the forefront of our country, I think. I think people are finally realizing now, more than ever, that this is what you need to be doing to, you know, create a healthy lifestyle for the years to come. And so we're right in that wheelhouse, and we understand that, you know, these months here, we've got to make sure we're doing it right. But as we get out and we move on, you know, we're a one-stop shop for everything someone would need across our sites. Express Fitness and Hooksit, the Executive in Manchester, and all of our programming and leagues and everything we over off Bedford Sportsplex, we really encompass everything health and wellness, from, you know, as I said, competitive sports all the way.
That's great. And again, it really doesn't take a lot to have a healthy lifestyle. It just depends on where your starting point is, and that's okay, because you guys will, anybody, wherever your starting point is, they can start with the Executive.
That's exactly it. We meet people where they're at, and, you know, we make sure that we kind of get an assessment right off the bat. We meet them where they're at, and then we deliver on what we can do to start helping them change their behavior modifications, everything like that. It's all there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I said, wrapping it back into the American Red Cross, it's just one of those things where the dire need right now is more, you know, obvious than ever. I think
right.
people just understand that naturally. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, we always have and we always will do everything we can for the community. And stuff like this is just, you know, really important to us. And I think the rest of the country and everyone in our local towns.
All right. Well, the executive health is taking part in the Communities Coming Together Blood Drive going on this Friday, 9 until 6 at their address on Highlander Way in Manchester. Where can we find out more about the Executive, Josh?
All you got to do is visit EHSC.com. That's EHSC.com for anything you'd need. You're more than welcome to give us a call. We're open here as far as taking phone calls and answering questions.
Right.
And then obviously, you know, anything on the 90-day program you can find on our website. You know, and depending on kind of what you have for insurance and stuff like that, we can see what we can do for you from that side as well to kind of help you out. And along with that, I did just want to touch base. I know the Executive's doing it, but we do have other communities that are helping. So the Portsmouth Community Campus, Charles Church.
Yep, and, St. Charles Borromeo Church, yep,
yeah,
up in Meredith.
I just want to make sure they get, just in case anyone's listening in the local area, you know, the Milford Masonic Temple and then the Hilton or the Hilltop Golf Course and the Tanger Outlet Center. So
yep.
If you guys are located or you're listening, all of those locations are doing this, and it's really great that everybody stepped up. And
it
hopefully,
is.
You know, you guys can maximize the day and, you know, see the results from people giving blood.
Right, so. And the drives are spread out all over the state, so there's no excuse about it was too far away.
You got it.
All right, Josh
Just
Benton.
Make sure that you register prior. Because
yes,
you know, that's very important.
That's going to be key to the blood drives actually happening. Get yourself registered. Go to redcrossblood.org and get yourself on the schedule for the location you want to go to. If you're in the Manchester area, it's Executive Health. Josh Benton, thank you so much for taking time with us here this morning.
Thank you, guys.
No problem at all.
Did I miss it?
Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, you missed everything.
Well, no, I was planking in the next studio.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, I bet you. Don't buy that for a second, John.
If you were going to miss it, at least your folks on the health and wellness, they fit. So, hey, that's the goal, and that's what I think everyone needs to be focusing on right now. So,
there you go.
The best. Josh Benton,
thanks, Josh.
So much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right,
you
see you, man.
You crack me up. I was planking in the
well,
next
Well, you month. Know, that's all right.
He almost bought it.
Yeah.
He almost bought it.
Not quite. It would have worked if you'd showed
up.
But
that's, you know what, that's great. And I will go over these locations again tomorrow just so you can get a heads up on where you can get blood this Friday. Red Cross and Mary Brandt and the gang there have done a great job of getting businesses together. But we wanted a special kind of spotlight on the business themselves for saying, yes, we wanted to get involved.
There you go.
You know, it's a good thing.
There you go.
It's a good thing.
927.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break.
Let's do that, and then we have more.
We do?
Believe it or not.
Oh, wow. What are we doing?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay, good.
But I know there's more.
I thought you were scaring me.
There's more to come. No.
Oh, my God.
No, 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 no.
Okay, geez, don't do that to me. We'll be back after this.